Crusades. When did the drug war start? One way of looking at it is that Nixon started it. But it seems to me that it has probably been going on for at least thousands of years. Muslim cultures tolerate cannabis use and persecute alcohol users. Christian cultures tolerate alcohol use and persecute cannabis users. The long wars between Muslim and Christian cultures have mostly been viewed as religious wars, but they could also be viewed as drug wars. Warm weather cultures tend to favor cannabis. Cold weather cultures tend to favor alcohol. Muslim-dominated cultures are found in the warmest parts of the earth, and Christian-dominated cultures are found in the coldest parts of the earth. Drug wars may have a racial component because some races are better adapted to warm climates and other races are better adapted to cold climates. Some races are better adapted to cannabis use and other races are better adapted to alcohol use. What if a preference for one drug or another is not a choice? What if your drug preference is genetically determined? People who have certain types of receptors in their nervous system will be attracted to cannabis use. And those with other types of receptors will be attracted to alcohol use. The conflict between cannabis and alcohol cultures is currently one of the most pressing problems that faces the human race. Seeing the drug crusades as a conflict between the Muslim and Christian religions minimizes the extent of the problem. It is not confined to Muslims and Christians. It involves all the human race. It is not just a cultural problem. It is also a biological problem. Whether you believe drug preference is genetically determined or a matter of choice, the fact is there are a very large number of people who prefer a drug that is frowned on by the culture in which they live. That is a much bigger problem than just a war between Christians and Muslims. It is a source of social conflict that will continue to plague the human race until it is recognized and dealt with on a rational basis. Biologically and medically, we have a one-dimensional view of drugs. We think they are recreational. We think they just make us feel good, and any other effects are negative. What if drugs are actually nutrients? If there were a vitamin that was good for the functioning of your brain, there would be a good chance that taking that vitamin would make you feel optimistic and cheerful. Perhaps you feel better after you take a drug because you are better after you take a drug. We don't know the exact benefits and drawbacks of different drugs because we are yelling propaganda at each other rather than having a calm and rational discussion based on science. We should not continue our futile efforts to solve this problem with violence. Energetic applications of violence have failed to make a dent in the problem for at least hundreds of years. There are many factors that should be considered when evaluating a drug. But the bottom line is that the best solution to this problem is to allow each individual to decide what drugs to use and when. We need to stop fighting about drug use and start talking about it rationally. If we can establish a world where people are not persecuted because they use one drug or another, we will have a far better world. Freedom works. Slavery sucks. Thank you.